Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump wrapping up this week. Today will bring closing arguments, and then on Wednesday, the Senate's expected to vote to acquit the president of both articles of impeachment. A key Republican senator explaining why he didn't vote to hear from more witnesses in the trial. Republican Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says,
if you have eight witnesses who say someone left the scene of an accident, why do you need nine?
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Disney World is, as is tradition, about to welcome the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. The Kansas City QB led the Chiefs to a 31-20 win over the 49ers last night in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Mahomes will join the traditional parade down Main Street in the Magic Kingdom near Orlando today. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Democrats in Iowa will be casting the very first votes of the 2020 presidential race tonight, as voters across that state will gather in caucuses, making their picks for the Democratic presidential nominee. Current polls show Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are still the front runners. Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren are also top candidates. A win or a top three appearance would give candidates a boost as the nominating season rolls onto the New Hampshire primary a week from Tuesday, tomorrow. One of those front runners expressing confidence this morning, Joe Biden says while rivals like Bernie Sanders may have an advantage with younger voters, Biden says he has something more important.
But I think I'm the only one that has broad support with brown, black, young, old, women, men, working class folks. I don't buy into that.
Biden was speaking on this morning's edition of NBC's Today Show. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One person is dead after a shooting on a Greyhound bus north of Los Angeles County this morning. Officials say the shooter just opened fire, but his motive's unclear. There were about 40 people on the bus heading to Oakland when the gunshots rang out, and after the shooting, the gunman walked off the bus and was taken into custody. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urging Kazakhstan during a visit over the weekend to be cautious when doing any international business with China. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Speaking from Nur Sultan, Mr. Pompeo urged caution to the oil-rich Central Asian nation over its dealings with China, saying it could come with a loss of sovereignty. It may hurt instead of helping the country's long-term development.
We fully support Kazakhstan's freedom to choose to do business with whatever country, whichever country it wants. But I'm confident. I'm confident the countries get the best outcomes when they partner with American companies.
Mr. Pompeo also said the U.S. is willing to help them against the coronavirus outbreak in neighboring China. I'm John Clemens.
Parts of the nation are in for some rather nasty winter weather this week. A winter storm will bring ice, snow, and rain to parts of the west, midwest, plains, and northeast. Most of the snow will start hitting the west today and tonight before it moves east in several phases through Friday. Severe thunderstorms are going to be a risk in parts of the south. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's
1-800-359-3360. Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Now the Super Bowl's over, and impeachment, we're getting closer to it. The Democrats, of course, are doing everything they can to try to make this thing stick, even though they presented a rather shoddy case. I mean, they had control in the House, turned it over to the Senate, and they go, well, it's not fair. It's not fair. You just don't have control, and you can't manipulate the information and give us a bunch of deception. But I tell you, coming up next, with us, joining us is Phelan McAleer. He and Ann McElhiney, as you may recall, have, you know, they're veteran journalists, and they have done so much by way of getting information to us, whether it was about Gosnell and other, you know, just incredible events that they reported that you say, well, the mainstream media should be covering. But to their credit, Phelan and Ann have led the way, and they are introducing a whole new genre for us. It's called the Verbatim Podcast. Now, and they're going to be talking about that. But before we get into detail, Phelan, first of all, it's always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
Great, Phil. Great to be on the show.
Well, one of the things I want to talk about, and I wanted to talk, you know, because you and I had many conversations about Gosnell. And I thought it was quite interesting, you know, because one of the things that Kermit Gosnell said to you and Ann was that that eventually America would wake up and realize what he did was not that big a deal and that he would be exonerated. And here it was after that statement, what, probably less than 2 years later, you got Virginia and the governor of Virginia, in a sense, already paving the road for exoneration of one Kermit Gosnell.
Absolutely, absolutely. Most of the abortions that Kermit Gosnell did are now legal in New York, following its law. Exactly, Governor Northam said that if a baby is born alive after an abortion, that there's a discussion with the mother, or even born alive and it's not wanted, there's a discussion with the mother and the doctor, then it's left aside, made comfortable, and will die. And that came out in the court case. It's a thing called comfort care. And the reason, if you listen to Governor Northam, he's very calm. He's very, he's not saying to express, this is standard medical practice. And Governor Northam just blew, let it be known. This is why, this is going to be more and more widespread. Now, Kermit Gosnell's mistake was he hastened the process in a rather gory way. But if he let the babies die of dehydration and neglect, he would not be serving three life sentences in a Pennsylvania prison at this time.
All in the context of, the Hippocratic Oath that medical people take to do no harm. I don't know how you square that up.
Neither do I. I think the Hippocratic Oath is meaningless now. I think this is a slippery slope. This is you deciding with another human being as a doctor. You decide with another human being that human being is going to die. That living, breathing human being is going to die, and it's going to die in a very cruel way. It's going to die of dehydration and neglect.
Right.
And it's called comfort care.
Right.
You keep the baby warm. And this came out in the courtroom, and people may remember the scene in the Gosnell movie where we have a doctor. That's verbatim from the testimony. You put the baby aside. As the doctor said, eventually it will pass. That's directly from the court testimony. This is America in 2020.
Well, and as you say, the slippery slope, it starts to apply to elder care. People who are less than, we just offer them comfort care and just let them pass away, especially with the whole health care debate that this country continues to have. And we're having that debate, and this is what you and Ann bring out clearly. We're having this debate in light of our lack of respect for human life. I mean, man, this is really dangerous when you think about it. And as you said, that here, Governor Northam, because he's, like a doctor, and he's a doctor, so very calmly says to an innocent person, an innocent mother, or even a father for that matter, that, hey, we're just going to offer comfort care, and it all sounds so peaceful and nice until after the baby is gone. And as we had discussed a moment ago with John Zemerick from Stream.org, the reality sinks in, and the woman and the father are now realizing, oh, my God, my child is no more.
Yeah. The Planned Parenthood spent, I think, $4 million getting Northam elected. Planned Parenthood were the first to call for his resignation after the blackface incident. And that was because they realized he had opened his mouth and revealed their dirty little secret about comfort care. Before that, it was a secret. No one knew about it.
Right.
And so America needs to know about that. And if you're asking some pro-abortion, pro-choice person, ask them about comfort care. Mm-hmm. I bet you then they'll deny it exists.
Exactly.
Because it's the dirty little secret of abortion and the abortion industry.
Well, Phelim, I believe this whole discussion, about Roe v. Wade, the abortion industry, is at the very root of a lot of this this conflict that America is having in its culture. I mean, all the fussing that we went over because of Kavanaugh and the Kavanaugh hearings and what the Democrats did and all the pro-abortionists did in the background in order to manufacture, and they got away with it. I mean, Dr. Ford and her attorneys, I mean, they came in and disrupted the whole system, and no big deal. They have been losing their skull since Donald Trump got elected because they know that he is a threat, and the last thing they want to do is to see him reelected because they know in the next administration he could nominate two, maybe three more Supreme Court justices, and we're talking maybe, a 50-year, at least a 50-year swing in the court to conservatism, and they cannot handle it.
No, this is an existential moment for the liberal movement, this next election. Mm-hmm. They know it could be a game changer, and they're determined to stop it by any means necessary. That's why Christine Blasey Ford, and that's why, we're here at the Weinstein trial, and many conservatives out there might wonder, why on earth are you there reporting the Weinstein trial? And, there's a lot of similarities between what Harvey Weinstein is going through and what, this is weird, like Kavanaugh is going through, and both are at the receiving end of a very, very liberal political movement. And many people might say Harvey Weinstein deserves it.
Yes.
But, look, the method and the extrajudicial way they're convicting Harvey Weinstein, you can be sure that the next target is a conservative.
Right. Well, they're well oiled, are they not? They've got their plan in motion, and they're following a set pattern. It's very consistent, is it not?
Yes, yes. By any means necessary. And, we're doing what we did with Gosnell. We put court testimony out there verbatim. We have this podcast where we're sitting in the court, and every day we're releasing actual verbatim testimony from trial.
Well, I want to get into more detail. We've got to go to break, and we've got more from Thela McAleer after this. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking about a whole new concept Fannie McAleer and Ann McElhaney have released. And this is an outstanding idea. This is a podcast that marks the launch of a new news entertainment genre called the Verbatim Podcast. Phelim, who came up with this idea?
Well, myself and Ann, we just decided that we realized the podcast now existed. And this was a way, it was a much underused podcast, you know, because most podcasts are just ordinary talk shows,
right,
with you know, or the radio documentaries. But no one had ever used the on-demand aspect of it, the daily release of it, mm-hmm. to cover a trial. And what we're doing is we're covering a trial every day, but we're taking the transcript and reenacting it every day, getting actors in L.A. to reenact it.
You're not reenacting it like an Adam Schiff reenactment who is stretching the veracity of what's been said. You're staying true to the transcript, I take it.
Yes. So we stay true to the transcript. We reenact it every day. We get actors. And so people, at 6 a.m. in the morning, you have 45 minutes of the most dramatic testimony the next day. You hear, there's no mainstream media filter. There's
right.
no journalist telling you what happens or twisting it. Because let me tell you, the Me Too movement is trying to make it. Harvey Weinstein might be on trial here, but the Me Too movement is also on trial.
Yes.
And, you know, the Me Too movement is not looking so good out of this.
Well, okay, but all right. There's so many more questions I need to get into this whole process.
Yes.
So how are you getting the release of the daily transcripts, or do you have another court reporter that is taking?
We have an excellent court reporter there taking notes and really giving us word for word what's happening.
Wow, and it's okay. The court's not censoring you in any way and saying, "Wait a minute."
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We're doing it word for word. And getting a great coverage.
Well, that's just an excellent idea. Now, you say the Me Too movement. Tell us about that dynamic. What is going on?
Well, you see, we were all told Harvey Weinstein, there were 80 accusers, you know, and, you know, when, it got that, when we arrived here in court, he's been charged with two incidents. Two women, right? Two women. It's boiled down to two women. Now, there's four other women who are being allowed to come in to show bad character and all that, and then really kind of in a strange ruling that the judges allowed them in to show prior bad acts. But the Me Too movement, you know, made this out to be, this is an example of rampant sexual abuse of women. And in the end, they were only able to come up with two cases that they could be criminally charged with. And, you know, whereas the women do have very powerful testimony, there's also significant weaknesses in all the cases. You know, you have women saying that I was, sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein. Then I decided to have a relationship with him and had a relationship with him for several years. I wrote in my diary and I described him as my casual boyfriend. But she's now in court for saying that this was a sexual assault. We have women writing lots of love, Harvey, after she was alleged to be sexually assaulted. We have women saying, I want you to meet my mother. With women saying, can you get me a flight to Los Angeles and a flight to New York and stay in this hotel? And I'd love to meet you. This is all after alleged sexual assaults. So the prosecution is bringing in this new theory that women can do this after being sexually assaulted. And they brought in a psychiatrist with a radical new theory to say, this is normal. And what I say to people is, you may not want to defend Harvey Weinstein, but, you know, justice, just like free speech is for people you hate, and justice and due process is for people you hate.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Alan Dershowitz, his new book, you know, Guilt by Accusation, and isn't this just another thread of that same type of concept?
Absolutely. And Guilt by Political Accusation.
Yes.
And you can be sure, this new novel theory that they're using against Harvey Weinstein, they're coming for conservatives afterwards. I mean, they're really trying it out on Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes.
You know. Basically, if a woman, no matter how a woman behaves after she's sexually assaulted, even if she continues in a relationship with a man, what they're saying is there's every behavior afterwards proves that she was sexually assaulted. So there's no defense.
So it's some sort of Svengali effect that takes place or something? Is it something like that?
I mean, exactly. That's mm-hmm. what they're saying. And it's like, well, you know, it's unprovable. You know,
yes.
And surely we should go with evidence. Surely emails and accepting gifts and continuing relationships and going on dates. Surely your common sense says this does not sound like sexual assault to me. But they're telling the jury, no, you've got to put all that aside. Mm-hmm. Believe the woman. And it's like, what about the evidence? And they're saying, ignore the evidence that proves opposite is actually evidence that proves guilt. And it's just a mess. But it's
really,
a mess that they
they're really turning it on its head. I mean, but actually, you know, Phelim, if truth be known, I mean, this has been happening on college campuses for the last, I don't know, what, 5-10 years, where
exactly,
more and more,
exactly,
you know, the guy has no say. It's the women, whatever she says. And then you find out later on, even after she's been dragging a mattress all over the campus
right.
to plead her case, right? Then we find out the truth.
Yeah, no, they tried it out in the college campuses, now they're trying it out in the real world. And this is why we felt it was important that the evidence was verbatim, that people could listen to the actual transcripts being read by experienced actors, because a lot of the mainstream media coverage is very biased.
Mm-hmm.
All
yes.
the accusations and then 2 paragraphs of the denials at the end, the cross-examination, mm-hmm. but they're not hearing, the general public is not hearing how people how there's so many holes in this evidence. That's why we did the Weinstein podcast, and people can listen to it at weinsteinpodcast.com, and you can
mm-hmm.
hear it and
mm-hmm.
make up your own mind. You know, we've had, I mean, I think it's up to almost like 50,000 downloads now. There's a real hunger across
yes.
the world for this information, and they're not getting it in the mainstream media.
Exactly. Well, you know, we've been duped, and, you know, whether it's with, you know, Kavanaugh, the president himself, due process is going out the door. I mean, this is foundational to our legal system, that you are innocent until proven guilty. But the feminists and, you know, the hashtag, you know, movements have turned that on its head, and they'd much rather you be, you know, guilty. And of course, Barack Obama and his administration helped kind of, you know, spearhead that transition into our culture, did he not?
Yeah, you know, guilty now, what's the charge? So the evidence from the women is very powerful, very emotional, but the cross-examination is very often devastating when you see the holes in their evidence.
Right.
And we just wanted a fair crack, a fair representation of this evidence, and we saw the mainstream media wasn't getting it. That's why every day you get 45 minutes, an hour, of the most dramatic evidence, but
wow.
of the most dramatic cross-examination, reenacted by veteran Los Angeles actors
mm-hmm.
and actresses. And it's compelling. It's compelling.
Right.
People can't believe it. No one has done this before. The mainstream
yeah, exactly.
media
no,
the gatekeepers. They want to tell you what was going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, what kind of pressure are these Hollywood actors running into in conflict with, you know, because we know the hashtag movement, they've got a lot of power and tentacles in the entertainment industry. I mean, if they're going after, you know, a former king like Weinstein, I mean, they've really got their tentacles within the industry.
Go
ahead.
I suppose people are listening to the podcast and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the reality is they can't attack it yet because we're telling the truth. We're not putting
right.
any spin on it.
Right.
You know? But, of course, eventually they're going to realize the truth is not their friend. They
right.
want to put the spin on it themselves. So, but let's see how that goes.
Well, and also...
Normally right. actors walk out of my production, so let's see what happens.
Well, let's see. But, you know, it's... you know, hopefully... you know, as we get through this process, because we are continuing to wade through this, you know, guilt by accusation process that has seeped into our culture. And as long as the women continue to get away with it, and they've been getting away with it for a long time, and you want to have compassion for those cases where
yep.
a woman was legitimately offended
yep.
and attacked,
yeah, yeah.
right?
I mean, yeah, look, you can't help being emotionally moved by the testimony, but... As a journalist, we have to be skeptical.
Well,
and as a journalist,
yeah.
we have to represent the cross-examination. So I urge people to go and listen to WeinsteinPodcast.com
yeah.
and you'll hear all the episodes, every day's evidence. It's compelling.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Phelan, we got to leave it there. Thank you, as always, you and Ann, for the great job you're doing. Thank you for coming on.
You said you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump wrapping up this week. Today will bring closing arguments, and then on Wednesday, the Senate's expected to vote to acquit the president of both articles of impeachment. A key Republican senator explaining why he didn't vote to hear from more witnesses in the trial. Republican Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says,
if you have 8 witnesses who say someone left the scene of an accident, why do you need 9?
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Disney World is, as is tradition, about to welcome the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. The Kansas City QB led the Chiefs to a 31-20 win over the 49ers last night in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Mahomes will join the traditional parade down Main Street in the Magic Kingdom near Orlando today. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we got America's Money Answers Man with us right now, Jordan Goodman, right here. Hey, Jordan, how we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. Boy, a lot of excitement in the midst of impeachment madness. I mean, what's Donald Trump doing, man? He's still staying busy. We've got some trade deals done. And, you know, what kind of impact can we look forward to on the economy with these?
Very positive. I mean, these were two of the major deals that had been hanging over the market all of last year, and now they've both been resolved. We actually signed the Phase 1 trade deal with China, and the Senate passed the USMCA, which is the deal with Mexico and Canada. We weren't sure if they were both going to happen, but they now, in fact, have both happened. Mm-hmm. And what business needs is certainty, and this is going to allow some certainty that was not available before on both fronts. Now, with China, it's going to be a Phase 2, but there's really an awful lot that's been accomplished by Phase 1, Bill.
Well, I got to tell you, first, getting back to the USMCA, I'm a little disappointed that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, maybe even Mitch McConnell didn't make a spectacle out of USMCA after the approval and everything. They could have been on top of the Capitol steps there, kind of doing a little village people scenario. This was just a vision I had.
Yeah, it just didn't happen. I mean, it is one of the major things that they've cooperated on. There haven't been a lot of things they've cooperated on, but in this case, exactly. They did. Mm-hmm. Because it's very good for U.S. farmers, manufacturers, consumers, employers, all the way up and down, and particularly compared to had we not had a USMCA, mm-hmm. which would have been disastrous. So that's going to be very positive.
Right.
And there are labor and environmental standards being put in particularly Mexico, that they didn't have before, which was giving them an unfair advantage. So that's major, major progress on that front.
Well, you know, without a doubt, and for a number of years, politicians have been complaining. Business has been complaining about NAFTA and that it was long overdue to be updated. And so this is very positive. Any downside here, Bill, like anything, you know, it is a process. And though this is a big improvement over NAFTA, what's the phase two of USMCA down the road, do you think?
I don't think there's going to be a phase two. I mean, it was hard enough getting this one through. I think this is it for a very long time, Bill. They're not going to go back to the well on this one. I mean, just implementing this will be complicated. I mean, just to give you one example, we're going to be sending a bunch of people down to Mexico to make sure that they're following the labor guidelines, allowing labor unions and rising minimum wages and not exploiting people, that kind of thing. The Mexicans were not too happy about that, but it was part of the deal. So there's enforcement mechanisms in here as well. So it's going to take a while to enforce this thing.
Well, and here it is. This was key to phase one of China as well, was enforcement. And, you know, it's kind of like a wait and see. Hopefully there's integrity there and that they're sincere about this first phase trade deal with China.
Well, they know that if they don't enforce it or follow by what they've signed, that we're going to start putting tariffs back on all over again. In fact, we're not removing.
I was going to say, there's still some still pending.
Correct. Well, there's some 25% on some things. Some tariffs were removed, were lowered from 15% to 7.5%. And some of the tariffs that were going to go into effect in December did not. But the Chinese know extremely well that if they don't follow through, they're going to get hit with tariffs again, which has really been hurting their economy much more than our economy.
What was the linchpin for China at this point? Because we know they were holding back a bit because of all the, all the contrariness and resistance happening in our body politic. And some Chinese were suggesting, hey, maybe we should wait for new management. But they decided maybe new management is not a coming.
Well, that's right, and they weren't sure what that would mean anyway. I think Elizabeth Warren, for example, would be much tougher on the Chinese to a certain way. So I think they said, let's get the deal we know we have now and not wait for the future. I mean, they made major concessions, Bill, mm-hmm. that we weren't sure we were going to get out. Major purchases of U.S. goods, not only agricultural, but manufacturing, energy, technology, something like $200 billion in purchases there.
Wow.
They made concessions on intellectual property, that they're going to respect intellectual property more. They made major concessions on financial services. So American banks and credit card companies are going to be able to get into China and own 100% of their affiliates there. Companies like American Express, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Citibank are all going to be able to get in there in a very, very big way. They said they're not going to devalue their currency. So they've been kind of artificially keeping their currency low as a kind of a tool to export more. They said they're not going to do that anymore as well. And they set up a dispute resolution mechanism that if we dispute these things, it's going to have some teeth to it to make sure that they, in fact, do follow through. So these are very, very hard fought, but the only way that was going to happen is if we did exactly what we did, put tariffs on them and threaten to put more tariffs on them. That's what brought them to the table because it was being so deleterious to their economy, they had to do something.
Yeah, what does that say to all the naysayers in the mainstream media that, were argumentative and against tariffs?
Well, it caused a lot of pain. I mean, for example, the farmers in the U.S.
Oh, no question. Yes.
Really got hit by this. Soybean, corn, pork, and so on. There was definitely damage done, but in the long run, if we have this deal and it's implemented, it'll be terrific for the farmers. They won't have enough land to plant what they need to for it. But
exactly.
It definitely caused pain in the short term.
No question. But hats off to the farmers, though, because they saw the bigger, though it was painful, and yes, there was some government help and support, as there should have been, to help them get through this lull and this tough period of time. But like anybody, people just want to work, and understand that. So, you know, I think it's a real exciting time because now you've liberated them to, as you say, to maximize their acreage. And I think we're going to realize some incredible innovation, growth, and development out of agriculture, don't you think?
I do, and I think our exports will go up dramatically. And it's good for China, too. I mean, just to give you one example, in the pork area, they've got this virus that's killing a lot of their pigs. They need our pork very badly. So that's just one of many areas. They really need what we've got. All these tariffs have been kind of gumming up the works. These are the two largest economies in the world, U.S. and China. And to get them trading and having lower tariffs and more cooperation is good for the entire
world. Yeah, no pork in China. That's like a day without sunshine there, buddy.
That's right.
You got to have that. Well, this is exciting, but again, of course, you know, disappointingly, but it stays the course of what the mainstream media and those on the left have been promoting. They really are doing everything they can to minimize, you know, the victory of the Trump administration over both these trade deals. And then we also got Japan, right? Japan, we were able to secure a trade deal with Japan at the turn of the year.
Korea as well, right? I mean, the next target is Europe. And even the last day or so, there was a truce there. Mm-hmm. We were about to put 100% tariffs on French cheese and wine and various other products. And the Europeans are going to put big taxes on our internet companies like Amazon and Google and Facebook and so on. They stood down and they said, the Europeans are not going to put those taxes on. We're not going to do the 100% tariffs on them. And they're going to try to work this out. So it's a tough way of negotiating, but it seems to be working.
It's better than going to war. Better than going to war, Jordan.
I would agree. So maybe we can solve it in Europe as well. Sometimes you've got to be tough to make these things happen. It's not fun, but it seems to work.
Well, and again, you know, what we heard over and over again is Donald Trump's going to... I think we're up to the seventh world war that Donald Trump's administration has almost ignited, according to Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. And fortunately, we can laugh about it, but this is serious business as you're trying to get people to do something that is fair and just. And obviously, they've been able to see this, as painful as it may be for, you know, for China and even for, you know, Mexico and Canada. But at the end, everybody wins. And I don't see this, unless I'm missing something, Jordan, that this is 100% America and it's not benefiting our trade partners, whether it's China or Japan or, you know, Canada or Mexico.
Definitely benefits both sides, Bill. Benefits both sides.
Great information here, Jordan, as always. We appreciate the resource that you are to our listeners. Where can they go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I got all kinds of resources to help people with all aspects of their personal finances. And I'm glad to get emails. I get them from your listeners all the time.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
I don't know what it is about this song. I just love it. I mean, it just kind of makes you feel good and gets you up going. And even, you know, the video itself with Chevy Chase having a good time. It's just, hey, you can't help but not smile. You appreciate Ryman Paul Simon, don't you? Hey, great to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Adam Holt's going to be joining us in just a few seconds. I expect to hear him, you know, come busting through the telephone lines in just any second now, because we're going to be talking about the movies that Focus on the Family has been reviewing at PluggedIn.com. That's the place that you need to go to be in the flow of the know. Looks like as far as over the weekend, Bad Boys for Life, big surprise, continues to do great numbers, third week in a row, numero uno. Followed by 1917, and coming in at number two, they were actually, they got more theaters picking it up because of the nominations, because I guess just the overall excellence of the movie, you know, so up by 50 theater change, and, you know, they're doing well over 119 million right now domestically. Doolittle, number three, Gretel and Hansel, that we're going to be talking about in just a moment, and The Gentlemen round out the top five. Meanwhile, Adam Holtz joins us now from Focus on the Family's Plugged In. Hey, Adam, how are we doing? I'm sorry? Oh, Al Perrott. Oh, we do.
But I'll pretend to be somebody different.
Well, I was wondering, Al, because, you know, I'm hearing your theme song, and I'm going, okay, it's okay, but while we got you on, we're going to take advantage of you, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, let's talk the Super Bowl, because I wanted to get into that a little bit. Nothing real, you know, memorable as far as the commercials were concerned. I mean, you know, a lot of reasons people look to the Super Bowl, and, you know, commercials are part of the... you know, the conversation. Was anything stuck out in your mind outside of Bloomberg and Trump's commercials?
Yeah, The commercial celebrating the 100th anniversary of the NFL, where the kid was running around, it was all exciting, and then he stopped in front of the Pat Tillman Memorial.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Dad put the lump in the throat. That was that to me was very powerful. But beyond that, there's no ethics other than perhaps the Bill Murray Jeep commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With the Groundhog's Day.
Right, exactly.
revisiting of the Groundhog's Day. That was fun because it's Bill Murray and it's Groundhog's mm-hmm. Day. But beyond that, nothing at all.
What about The Shining? The reenactment of The Shining? That was like one of those deja vu. I mean, you know, it was, you know, they kind of forced a little bit, but still, you know, nonetheless.
It was a little bit creepy. You know, don't want too much.
Offer Mountain Dew, I guess, you know, so. You got caught by the dew.
I'm sure Kubrick was really excited about that, just to look down and see his classic turned into a Mountain Dew commercial.
So, and the halftime show, what was the deal here? I mean, everybody is talking about Shakira's tongue lashing that she gave everybody, and now we got women all over the country, you know, doing. Was she giving us the Muslim yell or what?
I don't know. Not to be crude or anything, but like all of us were like crotch shots, and you know, just it was like this is women's empowerment.
Yeah, exactly.
I was sitting with my wife who was a professional dancer.
Uh-huh.
She's looking at it going, that's not sexy. That's not sexy dancing. That's just vulgar. She's not even a prude. She's just saying that is just not.
She didn't send you out of the room, Al?
No,
husbands and kids out of the room right now. You can't watch. I mean, I was sitting there, I was talking to somebody else, and I go, how long ago was it when the networks wouldn't even, you know, take a lower picture of Elvis Presley or Cher's belly button? Remember all the controversy? And now it's just a full Monty. I mean, who cares? I mean,
at the Super Bowl in front of, American audience, you got to remember, this is broadcast around the world, and the countries that get really uptight about things like that. Mm-hmm. So what's it show about America? I mean, obviously the rhythm's great. Love the, you know, who didn't want to bop around to the Latino beat? But it was just a little bit vulgar. And again, it's like, is this empowering? You know, you're Jennifer Lopez, and you're certain age and certain level of success. You need to be doing
right.
that. You know, you need to be going around in like basically a G-string, basically. I mean,
Exactly. Like you say, the bottom line, especially with the women's movement, supposedly, that here we are, everything's getting hashtagged and, you know, everything's overly sexualized. But I guess it's like the N-word. You know, if you're black, you can use the N-word. If you're a woman, you can throw sex around and be overt, and it's acceptable. But, you know, don't let any guy, you know, react to it. I mean, I guess all the men are to be neutered, I guess.
Yeah, I mean... Again, of course, we do have to look at the pole dancing part of it. That's kind of an inspiration, like that took some physical doing, and like, wow, yeah. Okay, you know. So that again, when you do the Super Bowl halftime show in Miami, you're going up against what Prince did when he was
yes.
there,
right,
in the rain,
right,
in the storm. You know, so you're going up against a legend in a sense, and
yes.
it's a tough gig. So the fact that they did it without it being completely dull. You know, I mean, I give the props on that, you know, because it is a tough, it is a very, very tough gig.
You know, bar to read, especially like you say, yeah. You know, Prince by far probably one of the best halftime shows ever, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, you can't top that. I mean, like the classic story, it's like they told him, called him up to tell him that the weather was going to be stormy, raining, and he says, oh, can you make it rain harder? That's
nice,
you know?
Yeah. And can you make it purple? Can you make the rain purple?
it is epic. If the folks in the audience have not seen it, look it up. Prince Super Bowl halftime show.
Exactly.
It is unbelievable.
Hey, so let me ask you this: what'd you make of Beyonce and Jay-Z stubbornly sitting during the national anthem?
Oh my gosh! Well, I'll tell you what: Jay-Z was asked to do a halftime show. So and he refused. And so I'm glad he was up in a box, hidden away a little bit, because who knows what he would have done on the field.
Yeah.
But still, it just disgusts me.
I mean, here's these guys that are living, you know, a luxurious life, an exceptional life because of, you know, patriots who have gone before them, have kept America free so that they can enjoy the lifestyle, and they can't even honor. You know, I mentioned to the audience earlier that I was talking with a Navy SEAL friend of mine, and I said, look, in the military, if you roll up the colors, you know, it makes a statement. It's a statement of disrespect, and that you just don't deserve to see the colors. And I believe one of two things. The military ought to roll up the colors the next time they're asked to come in and do an event at the NFL, and or it could be NHL, it could be anywhere where the flag is disrespected. Either that or altogether the military says, no, we're not coming. We're not coming, and I tell all the veterans of foreign wars, the American Legion, don't you dare carry the colors into an NFL game if this is the way our flag and the colors are going to be disrespected in the name of all the fallen soldiers and the Gold Star families.
Yeah, especially coming, I think the timing was right. It came off the little tribute that was done in the pregame show.
Right.
That put another lump in your throat. And right. Again, it preceded the guys from the four veterans were 100 years old.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you have to feel like an idiot if you're Jay-Z when you see one of the Tuskegee Airmen at 800 coming out there and helping with the coin toss.
Exactly.
So that's you can tell Jay-Z being a superstar. Those are superstars. That guy on the field right there, 100 years old, Tuskegee Airman. That's the hero, not the dude in the box who thinks he's all that.
Exactly. Well, Al, we're talking with Al Parada from Stream.org, and Al, looks like we're in the waning moments of this impeachment fiasco. But what the Democrats have accomplished is really dividing this country all the more. They haven't been interested in the truth. They manhandled this whole process. I think the Senate, fortunately to their credit, maintained some reason and did a little bit of a, smackdown on Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi going, oh, well, he's going to be forever impeached and all this stuff. I mean, come on. You know, look, at you guys blew it. You didn't present the case. And don't give me this witness stuff. You had 18 witnesses. One you held back. You got all this documentation. And lest we forget, the president was very open with the Mueller investigation. People were available. They turned over millions of documents. And, it's never ending, with the hoaxes that continue to be perpetrated at the expense of the American people.
Yeah, I don't get why they come into, the Senate is kind of arrogant anyway. I just, the idea of going, being a House manager is coming in there into the crib of the Senate and insulting the Senate. You're the ones on trial.
Yes.
You're the ones who messed up if you don't do what we want.
It's like, exactly.
That's not the way it works, Junior.
Yeah.
That's sort of, I guarantee whether she votes this way or not, that's kind of how somebody like Dianne Feinstein would react to that. What are you doing the way you're doing it? It's wrong.
Right.
You're in our house now. You're all
yes. and you
can.
Yeah, but even most of these guys and ladies are attorneys, and they're insulting the jury.
Yeah.
Where in any kind of law school, semester or quadrant of study do you get, okay, thou shalt insult the jury in order to win the case?
They're not winning the case. They're trying to dirty the Senate for the 2020 election. It's not about politics. It's power. It's not about truth or justice.
Well, and that's really what came out loud and clear. And, of course, I keep saying Lindsey Graham called him out, during the Kavanaugh hearing, that said, this is your lust for power, and I hope you don't get it. And the American people have to be smart about this and see what's going on. Otherwise, look at, if they give Nancy Pelosi the gavel once again, we're talking four more years of wasted money and lost opportunities for their sake of, chasing down windmills like Don Quixote and impeachments. Is that what we got to look forward to? This is insane. You got it. Well, Al Parada right here. I'm Bill Martinez. Go to stream.org for all the information you need to know. Al, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.